Besselman News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In an interview with Fox News Channel's Bill Hemmer, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants to take military command of all parts of Gaza not yet under Israeli control.
Will Israel take control of all of Gaza?
We intend to, in order to assure our security, remove Hamas there, enable the population to be free of Gaza, and to pass it to civilian governance that is not Hamas and not anyone advocating the destruction of Israel. That's what we want to do.
That clip courtesy Fox America's newsroom. He says the intention is to eventually turn Gaza over to Arab leaders not intending to destroy Israel. There have been concerns that the action will threaten the lives of the remaining hostages being held in Gaza. President Trump's global tariffs are now in effect. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Goods from more than 60 countries and the European Union are now subject to tariff rates of 10% or higher. The president is boasting about the incoming revenue, predicting that economic growth is going to be unprecedented. But uncertainty remains amid inflationary pressures and a drop in job creation. Businesses, investors, and consumers are bracing for the unknown impact of new import taxes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says he would meet with Vladimir Putin even if the Russian leader won't meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The comments suggested that the U.S. and Russia could soon hold a summit. Trump was asked Thursday by a reporter if Putin would need to meet with Zelensky in order to secure a meeting with the U.S., and he said no. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 224. This is SRN News. An Indiana music teacher will get his day in court, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
John Kluge is a Christian, and he will not refer to transgender students by their preferred pronouns, opting instead to simply call them by their name. The Brownsburg Community School Corporation responded by forcing him out of his job, then asked that his ensuing lawsuit be dismissed. But the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the request, granting the teacher his right to place his case before a jury on grounds that his constitutional rights were violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of performers is traveling across the U.S. singing church songs first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations of the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Gullah Creole or language that's rooted in West Africa. A recent performance took place at Coffin Point Praise House. This is SRN News. A federal report finds where most Americans get more than half their calories.
The top sources include burgers and sandwiches, sweet baked goods, savory snacks, pizza, and sweetened drinks. Ultra-processed foods have been linked to chronic health problems. One surprising finding, consumptions of ultra-processed foods appeared to dip slightly over the past decade, which may be due to greater awareness of the food's potential harms. John Scott reporting.
The Hubble Space Telescope has captured the best picture yet of a high-speed comet visiting our solar system from another star. NASA and the European Space Agency released the latest photos Thursday. The interstellar comet was discovered last month by a telescope in Chile. Its icy core is estimated at 3.5 miles across. It's only the third known object from another solar system. More at SRNNews.com.